Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome back to I'm the Devil Podcast.
I'm the Devil Pod.
Thank you guys for being here, as per freaking always.
Yeah, thanks for showing back up.
I'm Sophia Wilson-Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is I'm the Devil Podcast.
Yeah.
Please sign up for the Patreon. It's half off. Right now we're doing in-depth recaps of The Valley, which people are really, really seeming to enjoy.
Yeah, you guys are eating that up. As would I if I were you.
We also talk about Summer House. We covered the reunion.
Yep.
Yeah, just like get into it.
Please, guys, we love it.
Freaking begging. There's even a tier where we have to legally give people shout outs.
I like doing it.
Shall we do it right now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Okay, we'll do it up top.
Wait, what did we call them?
Our sexy unique devils.
Oh, our suds.
Our suds.
Shout out to our suds.
Shout out to our suds. Shout out to Emma.
Shout out to Zara.
Shout out to Rebecca.
Shout out to Alexander.
And shout out to Aaron. You guys are our mother effing real ones.
We love you. We love you.
We actually love you so bad.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you guys are supporting us. We're building an army of resistance. God, I really hope that we can collab with Sexy Unique Podcast sometime.
Me too, but they haven't reached out to any of our... our open hands.
We can do another one.
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Sexy Unique Podcast. You guys, I think we'd really get along.
We're calling upon you once again.
We want to touch up upon you.
Come on. We want to feel.
Come on.
Come over
to Sunset Park.
Yeah, come over to Sunset Park. You'd love it.
You love it here.
Are they in Los Angeles?
They're fully in Los Angeles, but I just feel like let's collaborate. Hannah and I love to go to L.A.
Yeah, seriously.
And so we're looking for any excuse to go to L.A.
Please, I'll go for sup. I'll bring my suds. Run up with my squad of suds.
Yeah, we have about 5 people who love us. Oh, also just like rate, review, subscribe, and follow the podcast, please.
Please.
And send it to a friend. Like,
share it. If you like it, your friend will.
This summer, I just am forecasting immense growth for our podcast. And it is going to have to be, as we said before, like y'all are going to have to help us out with that.
Yeah, this is not something we can do on our own.
No, we're trying our best, but we need you guys to also be doing some boots on the ground, which you do.
But
keep it up.
You put in the work, but there's more work to be done.
If everyone who listens to this and really likes it, sends it to a friend. We'd have twice the amount of listenership if you make your friend listen to it under duress. Yeah, that's just math. Okay, should I ask you?
Yeah, ask me.
What sexy, unique thing happened to you this week, Hannah?
Well, I had a jam-packed, slammed social weekend, as we know.
I've been absolutely slammed socially.
I have been. Wow.
Wow.
On Friday night, I went to... a party. Okay.
Yeah.
I went to a party.
Mm-hmm.
A birthday party. And it was for this guy, Gabe. And it was Super Bowl themed. And the sign on the wall said, have some Gatorade, which made me laugh. Oh. Like Gatorade.
Yeah.
Gatorade.
God, they would love to know that killed with you.
I know. Well, they knew because okay. I was making a fuss about it at the party. And I was being like, Gatorade sounds like gay parade.
What was in the Gatorade?
I don't know. I did not have any.
Gatorade is so funny.
I know.
It sounds like the gay brigade.
Yeah, or the gay parade.
Yeah.
And it was making me laugh to be at a party, birthday party of a guy I don't really know, being like, your sign looks like it says gay parade.
Straight guy, I think.
You know what? Let me not comment
on that.
I'm not sure.
You know what? Let me not speak on things that I don't know about.
Then Saturday went to a birthday party, which was fun.
Yeah.
Shout out to College Girlies.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me and Sophia.
Thank you for letting me crash.
We had a time and a half.
Me texting you being like, so is that an open invite? Or it's like literally a pretty intimate birthday gathering at the
park. Whatever.
You know what? Sometimes you're down bad and you have to lean on your friends, and that means crashing a girl who doesn't know you for its birthday picnic.
Make new friends, but keep the old one is silver and the other's gold.
Of course. And I had a lot of fun. I really like those girlies.
Yeah.
But I was like so sorry that I'm here.
No, it's fine, I think.
It better be.
It was like I showed up, sat down, was talking for a little bit, and then I was like, hey, and so my friend's gonna come. So my friend's
almost here, by the way.
Then we went to another party. I don't even know how much we can speak on that. None,
but sorry.
We'll just say it was really fun.
We had a lot of fun. No, I think we can say we had a lot of fun and we met some people who we really got to gab about VPR with, which was really fun.
And it was a blast and a half.
I had a freaking blast.
And it was beautiful, whatever.
It was beautiful, whatever.
And then we went to a show and I need to tell you what I did after the show.
Well, we missed the show. We missed the show and we showed up to the venue.
We showed up to the hangout that was happening on the sidewalk outside of the venue.
Where the bouncer was being legitimately insane.
Yes.
Bouncer also is so funny because there were like 15 people like milling in and out of it. Not like 15 people outside, 15 people in, like total 15 people. Yeah. In the vicinity of the establishment, and the guy would just like scream at people.
And he was chasing people down.
He
for
was
IDs.
Literally chasing people down.
We went, Sophia, Gracie, and Emerson left in their car.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for my Uber to get there, and it got a little delayed. Mm-hmm. So I had around 15 minutes to hang out. And I knew everybody that was standing outside of the venue.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm so tired. I don't know what to do.
Totally.
I sat down one stoop away and read my book.
Dude, sometimes it'd be like that. No, I get that because literally
at 2:15 a.m.
I mean, I was so tired. Mm-hmm. I kind of like followed you there because I was like, I don't want to go home. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to stay at this party alone necessarily. And then I was so tired that I was like, I have to be in bed like AS freaking AP. And if I had, I wouldn't have been able to like interface with people who weren't our close personal friends.
That's
at that
exactly
point.
How I felt. But they could see me. I could see them.
Yeah, whatever.
And I was just starting to get really anxious about how late it was and how I had work in the morning.
Totally. You wouldn't have been able to give a conversation your all.
No,
and
not even
you need to recuse yourself.
Not even my half. Yeah, and they deserve my all.
They deserve it all.
And then yesterday I went and I hung out in Ridgewood and then I went to a concert and then I fell
asleep
on the train.
Beautiful. Oh.
Yep.
But you didn't miss your stop.
Well, I was with Leisha. So okay, they woke me up. But I did that thing where I get
they
really
kept an eye out.
I get really bitchy when somebody's trying to wake me up. And I'm like, "Stop." Stop. I'm tired. And they're like, get up.
We're
you
home.
Have to get off
you
the
have
train.
To get up or something way worse will happen to you.
And I drooled a ton.
Hell yeah.
But now I'm absolutely chilling.
Yeah.
But I had a sexy unique weekend.
Did you
I
get
suppose.
A lot of sleep last night?
I got a fair amount of sleep. I slept from probably midnight to 8:15.
Okay, not bad.
Woke up, freaking streamlined some VPR.
Streamlined? Mainlined?
Something freaking mainlined some VPR. Mainline and streamlined.
Yeah, you had a streamlined experience of mainlining VPR.
Yes, exactly that. And now we're here.
Now we're here. And it's awesome.
Yeah. Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
I had a lot of fun with you this weekend. We had our big night out.
Yes.
Where I kind of followed you to that. Well, I ambushed you at that birthday party. And we went to that other party. And then we went to that third location for kind of no reason. But you know what? I'm glad to
for
have
no
seen
reason.
My friends. And
yeah.
I got a ride home. Mm-hmm. But it is funny because we went from... I took an Uber with you from literally a 3-minute walk away from my house to a place where then our friends had to drive me back home. But
yeah.
Worth it.
At least you got a ride back home.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I wasn't experiencing what you were experiencing, thank God.
Strife.
Horrors. Yeah. Oh, but my sexy thing is that I went on a run yesterday for the first time in like a year, which was awesome.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. I was injured really bad. Not really bad, but I was injured last year and I had to stop running.
Uh-huh.
And then the weather's been so nice and I've been in kind of a weird mood. So I thought, let me get some endorphins going. Because ultimately, running compared to any other form of exercise makes me feel the best.
Yeah.
Mentally.
And you feel free.
I feel free. I'm running like arms out.
Yeah. I used to rip the bong and then go on a run and it felt so amazing.
Wow. That scares me bad. I would definitely think I was dying if I did that.
No, you've never tried. It feels like you are experiencing the world from a whole new perspective because you are fast paced. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, I miss doing that. If only we didn't scare me so bad.
I would hate doing that, to be honest. This is so funny. The thing about that is that you think you're going so fast, you're moving at an absolute snail's pace, obviously. 100%
you're walking.
Yeah, babe, you're walking. But it felt good. I did feel like it improved my mood. I ran into those girls whose birthday I crashed on Saturday as well. On top of that, additionally, which was fun. And yeah, I just felt it was happy for me to be running again.
It was hot as fuck outside yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't that hot when I went. I waited until an hour before sundown.
Oh,
which
really?
Was 7
nice.
PM.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I really missed running in Prospect Park, which is like what I would love to get back into.
Yeah.
So that's my goal.
Cool.
But I just have to be careful about my leg.
Right. Don't push
but
it.
But it'll be fine.
I felt
I can't push it.
I was feeling extremely overheated
yesterday.
And
I had 2 hot dogs yesterday.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. Because Emerson made me a hot dog on Thursday night. And then I was like... no, on Friday night. And then I was like, wow, I need a hot dog. And so now I have a whole pack of hot dogs in my fridge just waiting for me to eat.
Dude, I need to go to the grocery store. I got to get some of that.
Yeah, get in on that. It's hot dog season.
I love hot dogs.
I make hot dogs in my air fryer.
Me too. But something happened to me where once I remember about hot dogs. This happens to me with food all of the time.
I can't stop eating it.
It points to some kind of mental disorder. It's just
I'm the same way.
I remember that they exist, and then it's all that I can eat. BLTs. My other one is BLTs. It only happens with two foods, BLTs and hot dogs.
Well, another problem with the hot dog thing is that you have to eat a whole pack of hot dogs. So now I do have about like 10 hot dogs that I have to
eat. Yeah, and you got to eat them fast.
Pretty fast.
Yep.
Pretty fast.
I remember my BLT phase when I was waking up in the morning making a BLT for breakfast, having one for lunch, and then like usually not having dinner because I'd already had two full sandwiches that day.
You know, it sounds so good, a BLT with egg on it.
Not really my taste, but yes.
Okay, well, that's just a I'm just talking about a breakfast sandwich, but I really want to like, how do I say this? I want to learn how to simply make in a, simple way, make an amazing sandwich in my house.
Oh my god.
Like I feel like I need to meal prep some like good meat.
Wait, I have,
because I'm addicted to, our friend Emerson works at this restaurant, Chickie's restaurant, deli, whatever, and they have a steak sandwich that I literally wish I could have every single day, but yeah, it's gonna go ahead and be $15.
Yeah, you can figure out how to make that. Why don't you ask him for the recipe? I bet he'd tell you.
Yeah, I think I could figure it out, but I just need, I just, I'm literally in a place of constantly craving a sandwich.
Yeah, I had a sandwich I was making last year. I don't know if I ever made any for you, but it's one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. Oh, it's so good. It's from my vegetarian cookbook. There's not meat on it, which is like kind of a bummer, but it was, it's like radish, it's sprouts, and then a couple other vegetables, and then it's this delicious savory tangy like cashew like spread.
Yeah,
it is so good, it's crazy. And I was putting it on delicious bread, and I was wrapping it up in tin foil. Yeah, and I was taking it to the park. But I love an all-veggie sandwich for my vegetarian era.
There's going to have to be meat in there for me.
Well, you can just put some meat on it.
But I can put meat in there.
I bet turkey would be good on it.
Yeah, turkey's good on everything.
Yeah.
I think what I need to do is go to the store and get, like, some nice bread.
Yeah, that's the start.
Get, like, a hoagie.
That's the base.
Yeah, and then I think from there we can figure it out.
Oh, I need to make that sandwich soon. Maybe I'll do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Do it. Do you have to make the cashew sauce yourself?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If you do, call me up and I'll come over and I'll have
so
one.
Good.
Well, now I'm craving a hot dog really bad, too.
I'm freaking out. I want it so bad. Hey. I don't even know where that cookbook is.
It's okay. You can find it. I like literally don't know what to say. I'm like, it's okay. You're having a meltdown. Hey, it's fine. It's definitely, the cookbook is definitely in the house.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. Where would it have gone? A huge book?
I don't know. What if I lost it in the move?
Anyway, oh, you weren't making that here.
I was making it in Bushwick, if you can believe.
Well, if you know who the cookbook is by, you can also certainly find that recipe online.
As if I know who the cookbook is by. It's a cookbook that my mom gave me in high school.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be a problem solver right now, and all my ideas are getting actually shot down with a fucking arsenal of weapons.
Right, I'm not being solutions-oriented right
okay.
now.
It's okay, you have to feel your feelings.
I'm feeling my feelings.
I'm really sorry. I really bet that we can figure out how you can make that sandwich again, though.
And I bet you the cookbook's downstairs.
Oh, it's right here.
And I remember I took a lot of pictures of the sandwich, so...
Okay.
Worst comes to worst, I look
we
through
look
my
at
camera
the
roll.
Photos and we work our way backwards. Zooming in on the cashew sauce. What was in there?
I am feeling like extremely overwhelmed by my desire to have that sandwich right now, but whatever. We're recording a podcast, so I have to push through.
I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing to be hungry.
Yeah.
To have desires. Well, I'm going to go home after this and eat two hot dogs. So.
Yes.
Okay, shall we get into this episode?
Yeah. We are going to be reviewing and recapping.
At the end of this, we'll be giving our review.
Season 3, episode 2 of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
All fired up.
All fired up.
We're picking back up where we left off last episode at Sheena's birthday party at Mixology.
Yes.
And there is a barroom brawl happening.
Yeah.
It's a Wild West style brawl. They love to engage in something like that.
Pew, pew.
Literally, where everybody gets involved.
A scuffle. Except worse.
I mean, yeah. Well, a scuffle is like implies cute. Some kind of like lightheartedness.
There's no lightheartedness about this.
No, this is like pure vitriol. They're all fighting. Schwartz like gets involved, obviously, as he is wont to do. And Kristen starts screaming at him, which was confusing me. I was like, why are you so mad at Schwartz right now?
I think because Schwartz was, quote unquote, trying to pull James away.
Oh, the headlock.
Yeah, he kind of had James in a headlock.
Yeah.
And Kristen is like, no, and then starts like, of course, beating on Schwartz's head.
Yes.
Hitting him in the head with her hands.
So funny. They love to do like slaps to the head.
I know.
So while all of that is going on, Sheena is sitting at the bar sobbing.
Yes.
Sobbing and smacking her hand on the bar. She is so upset. She can't believe this is happening to her again on her birthday again. And then
literally she cannot catch a freaking break though.
No, she can't.
Because also her engagement party got absolutely fucking torpedoed by these like sick individuals, and now they're torpedoing her birthday party, which they also torpedoed last year.
Yeah.
She can't catch a steam. Well, it, I don't know. Also, it's like whenever there's an event, something terrible is going to happen.
Well,
it's so funny how whenever there's an event, something terrible is going
to
happen.
I know. And I'm also kind of thinking about it like they don't really care enough about Sheena to be like, we're going to protect this event for Sheena.
Yeah.
They are just going to bring their own drama in and start fighting.
Of course. But they don't even like protect it for the people that they do quote unquote care about. But maybe they try a little bit more to protect.
Well, I'm thinking about like Stassi's birthday party, and it those get really fucked up because she's like involved in the drama.
Yeah.
None of this is even about Sheena.
I know.
They're just ruining her party.
Well, they're using her party as a vehicle to have a physical fight.
Yes. Three of her parties. But anyway, she got glass in her foot. So that's why she's so upset. Later, she says it sliced a vein.
That shit is so funny. She's like, that hurts so fucking bad. And then she's like, am I gonna need stitches? And someone's like, yeah.
She's like screaming at everybody to get the fuck out. Yeah, she's like standing up on a chair being like, get the fuck out. Whoever started this, get the fuck out right now. She's so mad.
She's really mad.
So the fight kind of fizzles out. It breaks up. Kristen says that James just wanted to have her back in a really tense situation. Yeah. So that's why it started. He was just sticking up for her. James
saw me in a very tense situation and just wanted to have my back. So not true.
That's 100% not just what he instigated.
Yeah, and and also like wants to just be involved in shit. He was not having your back. He was like, time to fight.
It was so clear to me from this episode at Little Moments that he actually just wants to be on the show.
Oh, that's his literally only motivation.
I know. And it's so funny how transparent it is.
It's so obvious.
Kristen and James are leaving. Tom Schwartz is at the top of the stairs and says, come back up here, you little bitch.
God, they literally cannot help. Like every time there's a fight and then finally it's breaking up, someone has to yell something else.
Yeah, 100%.
God, they're so fired up.
And then Kristen is like, Schwartz, fuck off. And I'm sorry, but it did make me giggle a little because from the top of the stairs, Schwartz yelled, fuck you, Dodie. And I was like, you guys have known each other for so long. This is so funny to be physically fighting each other.
I know.
Things are fizzling out. Carmen is telling Jax that if a fight breaks out and there's girls involved, please do not get involved. And he was like, I didn't get involved. I have a nice white shirt on tonight. And he was like, oh, this is the one time I didn't fight. I like to fight.
I know.
He does like, love God to damn, fight.
I missed out on a huge opportunity.
I know, but he couldn't fuss up his nice white shirt.
Yeah. But then someone picks up Sheena and carries her out fireman style, not Shay. And she goes, this is so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Well, she will be going to the hospital. She's on her way to the hospital. El hospital.
So now we're at Pump and Lisa is hiring. She's looking for servers.
Mm-hmm.
But not, you know what? It's no longer servers. She's just looking for normal servers.
Regular
this
servers.
This is Pump. She basically is like, I'm praying that Pump can be free from the stress that we have at Sir. She interviews a bunch of gay guys and metrosexual men who don't have bartending experience. This is a filler scene.
Yep.
Basically, the people that she likes get to try on the Pump shirt, which is, of course, a short-sleeved pink button-down sheer with a decal on the back, silver of the tree that's in the middle of Pump with the words Pump on it.
Obviously. Duh.
So picture that.
Literally, what else would it be?
What else would it be? She just was like, we want it very fitted, very Italian looking.
Yeah.
She says Pump is right in the middle of Boys Town, so obviously a gorgeous man is going to go down very well. And she has basically assembled her team. They like take a photo at the end.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
There was almost no one sexy, I thought, who auditioned for Pump.
Auditioned.
Except for when the title of my notes for this section is Pump Auditions.
That is what it is.
Yeah. Except for, I was thinking that Jeremy looked hot.
Oh, I didn't clock that, but sure, why not?
All right, now we are at Sandoval's apartment. It is a fucking sty.
If you are subscribed to the Patreon, you know that last week I was saying like, because Kristen kept saying like, I was your maid, I was your mother. Mm-hmm. She was like, I was your sister, your mother, your lover. But no, she was like, I was your maid, your nanny, your assistant, your accountant, nanny. Your mother.
I was your babysitter.
Whatever. And I was like, is that true? And
yes,
it is. Because holy shit, the apartment is fucking disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's a true mess. Oh, like there's mess everywhere. There's food mess. There's clothes mess. There's somehow furniture mess. It looks so fucking bad. And it makes sense to me that like Ariana's a messy girl at this point in time.
I would say either she's a messy girl or another thing is that she's trying, obviously she's in her cool girl era. So even if she's a clean girl, She's certainly not going to clean up after Tom, and she's not going to put up a stink about how it's messy in there.
Yeah, she's not going to put up a stink.
No.
But I'm just remembering she is a messy girl, because when they moved into the house together and then they were living together post-scandal, mm-hmm. he was constantly upset about how messy it was for her. And then there was that drama where she left food out in her bedroom and the dog ate it.
Oh, yeah.
Ariana is there at the apartment. Yes. Yay.
Literally, like, oh my God, it's fucking trash island on there, and she has to like sit on the bed because it's the only place upon which there isn't trash.
But here's the thing,
ew, I hate it so bad. Sorry, it's just so gross to me.
I know, of course, that's your boyfriend's apartment. Ew, it's nasty as fuck. I would feel compelled to clean it up, but I understand why she doesn't. I feel
compelled to not date him.
Yeah, but a lot of women don't feel that way about their boyfriends who are messy. They just so think that's gross. That's my guy.
That is my guy.
That's my guy,
and this is his space. What are you gonna do about?
What are you going to do about it?
What are you gonna do? Not date him? No way.
No,
I have to.
No chance. That's my guy. I need to be with him. So she's there. She has a deep, 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 deep side part.
It's just all the way to the fucking ear.
Yeah. It's like you can't even flip it. It's so far to the side. It's so far gone. She's getting him coffee and ibuprofen because
she is so crazy.
I know.
Because I also read those articles where she said that she has a genius level IQ.
Yeah. You don't have a genius level IQ if your boyfriend is Tom Sandoval.
You can't. That'd How be could hell. You be
hanging out with him?
It'd be impossible. That literally would be torture. That's a human rights violation.
You would have a fundamental misunderstanding of each other. You wouldn't be able to communicate.
No.
Like, you just wouldn't. Anyways, his face is really fucked up and he's in a lot of pain because of his fight from last night.
Yeah.
Because he got his ass kicked by a fucking wanker, in his words.
Yeah.
And he says that this kind of feeling is the kind of feeling that makes you want to crawl in a hole and hide for 5 years. Which I was a little bit confused about.
He's constantly saying things like that.
I know. He's extremely dramatic.
He's so dramatic. It's so funny.
And I was like, you feel bad about Kristen, whatever? No. I think he feels bad for hurting Sheena most of all.
And we
know why.
We'll get into that.
But Ariana is choosing to bring up a little bit of a piece of a rumor that she heard at this time. She is like, I told Sheena I would ask you about this, but I just hadn't heard before that you apparently told a girl in Vegas that we had been broken up for 3 weeks.
No, Miami girl, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah, Miami, not Vegas. I just hadn't heard that one before, so I just wanted to ask you about it. But obviously, you can tell me whatever you want.
Obviously, it's, like, totally chill if you did say that like, we were broken up 3 weeks ago or whatever. But I just, like, hadn't heard that part of the story yet that
I just,
you've
like,
been lying to me about. So I just wanted to, like, check in.
I just, like, kind of wanted to check in and like, just see, kind of just, like, see what you had to say about
that
it.
Whatever you say, I trust, believe in is also fine if you did lie about that and cheat on me.
If you did do it, it's totally fine. Chill. Just let me know.
I'm chill with whatever.
And he's like, oh, I obviously didn't say that. That's so weird.
Yeah, I definitely didn't say that. That's so weird. You know what I mean? Like, that's just such a random trails off. It's like, that's Rather, not random.
It's you, not random.
You said that to Ariana about Kristen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, wait, we've been here before. We have been here before. That's exactly what you said to her. Oh my God. And she knows. Okay. Sorry. It's just so crazy. Because remember when she said to Kristen when they were fighting in the alley, being like, wait, he told me you guys broke up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But she's like, okay, phew. Thank God. And then he puts on a bunch of concealer.
I just want to know the timeline of everything, because then, like, obviously later on, like much later on, years and years and years and years and years and years, 10 years later, Tom will say, like, Ariana knew about Miami Girl the whole time.
And Ariana says she knew about it. Ariana said
so
that
did
she
know at this point.
Yes.
I guess so. Why is she bringing it up? I don't know. Whatever.
Because she told Sheena. She told Sheena she would ask about it.
Totally.
Ariana said that she knew about Miami Girl the whole time, like right after it happened, but it was so early on in them dating that she chose to let it go.
Yeah. That like makes sense to me. I also just think she's like, I think she just is like obsessed with wanting to be a chill girl. Like she just like really wants to be a cool girl.
And she doesn't want to lose Tom.
Yeah.
She put in a lot of work for him.
Yeah. And she's kind of over, like she's being literally the opposite of Kristen in a way that is also working against her.
One second later, she goes, she was like, I'm going to trust Tom. And I'm not going to go through his phone. I'm not going to be a crazy girl. Because that's what Kristen would do.
Yeah.
It's like, your motivations are extremely transparent.
Yeah.
Missy?
That is not, it's not good what that Kristen would do that. But Tom is a lying, cheating
Tom gave
liar
Kristen,
and a cheater.
Tom gave Kristen many a reason to go through his phone. And she found something every single time. So.
And I bet if you look through there right now, Ariana, you would actually also find something.
You find a bunch of texts to Miami Girl being like, stop posting on Instagram about our affair.
please
Anne-Marie, please.
Anne-Marie, please stop.
Anyways, then he puts on a bunch of concealer to cover up all of his bruises and whatever, and he's acting like, ugh, hates to put this on. It's like, I know you put the concealer on every day anyways, so chill with it.
But he's saying it hurts because it's like on an open wound.
Yeah, it's on an open wound. He was like, ugh, I'm wearing so much makeup. It's
yeah.
Like, you always are.
You're always wearing a bunch of makeup.
You're wearing a ton of makeup all the time.
You love it.
Yeah.
Schwartz and Jax are at the tattoo parlor again.
Yes.
Because Jax is getting his Stassi tattoo covered up.
Yep.
And we learn that he actually is rocking two ladies' names on either bicep because he got a Carmen tattoo on the other one. Basically the same font, except I guess it's not technically. He also got ink in Stassi's handwriting.
I am so in awe of that. Why would you get Carmen's name tattooed on your arm?
On the other bicep?
Why would you do that?
Because he's literally a psychopath.
Because like, he just doesn't have any kind of like foresight or planning or critical thinking.
Yeah, and he's just like, this will prove to her that I am not cheating on her.
But he doesn't even need to do that because he's apparently being entirely honest he's about not. His two girlfriends.
But we know that we know in our hearts that he's not. And soon we later will learn on our screens that he's not.
And soon we will see for ourselves.
So he has a roster of women like Carmen, Tiffany, and I'm sure some other ladies. And he had to choose one of them to get his, get her name tattooed.
And he didn't even choose the one he liked the most.
Well, he likes whoever he's talking to in the moment the most. So basically, he gives the tattoo artist who we've met before free reign to do whatever he needs to cover it up. And that means he's going to do an awesome black rose with shading.
Yeah.
And then we learn that Stassi is still sleeping on Schwartz and Katie's couch.
Yeah.
And Jax is like, this is me closing the chapter on Stassi.
Yeah.
Bitch, the chapter's been closed.
He goes, after I broke up with Stassi, I started dating Carmen. Hello? You did not break up with Stassi.
No.
No, no, no. She broke up with you after you got a girl pregnant in Vegas.
And also, like, you didn't... That's not the timeline of things because...
That's not what happened
at
all.
You and Stassi have been broken up for, at this point, over a year, and you've been dating Carmen for, like, 3 months, I think.
Yeah, and also... Yeah. They've been broken up for well over a year. Because he spent that whole year trying to win her back, yes. And that was last season.
Yeah. So then Tom is kind of like, well, it's just, like, a really bad look that I joined in on the fight last night because I have a job lined up at Pump, and this is basically the exact same thing that I did a year ago, yes. When I had a job lined up at Sir, and then I joined it on a fight, and then that cost me my job. Yep. So that sucks really bad.
Schwartz goes to Jax, whatever you do, please don't tell Lisa about the fight. And Jax goes, why? She's gonna find out. It's like, Jax,
he's texting her right now.
Do not tell her.
But also it is like, yeah, she's obviously already knows about that,
of course. But it's like, I would like to be able to count on you, my best friend, not to be the one to tell her.
He was, you
like,
can't.
Why? Oh wait, I already told her.
Yeah, I mean, Jax loves to tell Lisa things.
Yeah.
And then like Jax gets his shit covered up and he's like, do you think you could do thinner line work? And the artist is like, no, nope. Because I have to cover up the huge fucking tattoo of Stassi's name that's under here.
Yeah. And Jax is like, okay,
whatever. And then we learn that Tiffany is coming into town tonight, and he once again is bragging about the fact that like Tiffany and Carmen know about each other.
Yep.
And that he's so honest.
And Schwartz calls him a dirtbag for it.
It's just like, don't you know that the more you brag about something, the more we know it's not true? Don't you know that?
Don't you know
you
that?
Idiot
don't
boy.
You know that? Also, the way that nobody is buying his like truth-telling bullshit is making me laugh so much. Duh. He's like, I'm being super honest with them. And everybody's like, okay, well, okay. You're still being really fucked up.
And people just know he's lying. Everyone's like, whatever you say.
Whatever you say, fine.
He says, you can kind of get away with a lot if you're honest. You're still not being honest.
And also, you're not getting away with it. What do you mean? Getting away with what? With dating two women? It's like you would have been doing that if you were lying or telling the truth. So you're not... Nothing's changed.
I know.
And also, they're still both mad at you. Like...
No one's happy.
No one's happy. Whatever. So stupid.
Yeah, okay. And then we see like the fucked up black rose with shading that he gets. It looks so bad. But Stassi is gone.
Stassi's gone.
Thank God.
Rest in peace, Stassi.
R.I.P.
Now we're back at Sir. Kristen is waiting tables. Best waitress in the restaurant.
Best in the game.
Best in the fucking game. Best server. She is kind of talking about in her confessional how she is really not proud of the fact that she hit Tom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no shit.
She kind of lost it.
She kind of went off on his ass.
Yeah. And then Tom Sandoval shows up. He's wearing his cap.
It's so funny how she just got James to, like, do her dirty work for her, though, because, like, whatever. She's just, like, did incite violence, but she wasn't obviously the one who, like, threw a punch, so it's just funny.
I know, but, like, she is still so implicated. It's like, he's not even... He's just making the situation worse. He's not even getting... Like, he's not doing anything for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
It's like they're both doing dirty work together.
Like, yeah, he's like her idiot henchman who like can't do anything right.
I know, but it's like, oh, he also is like abusing her. Okay.
Yeah, well, look, it's complicated.
It's really complicated. And we'll get to that eventually.
We will get to that.
So Tom Sandoval shows up to Sir. He's wearing his cap, his famous cap.
Yeah, and his aviators.
And his aviators and
he's
a tie.
Incognito.
A tie undone.
That's one of their favorite looks.
It's so fugs. It's really ugly. Undone tie. Why?
I think Maddie was telling me that that's the look I should do for the photo shoot.
Probably, yeah. Probably should. So he shows up. He's like, hey, guys, whatever. He's like, you got in a fight last night. And then James is also at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandoval is like, it's really hard when you get in a fight with your coworkers because you all have to be at the restaurant together tomorrow.
Yeah, that is hard.
Yeah,
that is really hard.
So stop getting in physical fights in general.
Yeah, that would solve it.
Yep.
Oh, I have an idea.
Oh, wait, I have a solution.
Wait. Don't shove his mouth away from you. Your palm. Don't open palm. Shove his face away from you.
Oh, but that's so funny.
I know. It was so funny how he did that.
It's worth it. Get.
Like a little bug.
Yeah. We learned that Sheena was at the hospital until 6 in the morning.
Yes.
Getting stitches in her foot, which is shocking to me because stitches really don't take that long as somebody who has had stitches before. But now I'm remembering urgent cares can be really delayed.
Yeah, I bet she was honestly having to wait in that fucking room for like 4 hours.
And that's what happened to me when I got stitches in my finger.
Yeah, sucks really bad.
And I accidentally went to a Christian urgent care.
Mm.
Didn't know those existed.
Me neither.
Yep. But so Sheena was in the hospital for 6 hours. Tom felt so bad.
Stop.
That he couldn't even text her. He had to send a low quality front facing iPhone video to her. Sobbing. Waterworks fucking on face.
That was
sopping wet, covered in tears.
It was giving Scandoval.
It was so giving Scandoval. It was crazy. It was
holy
crazy.
Shit.
He was saying in the video, like, I'm really sorry to you. I'm really sorry to your family. I'm so embarrassed. All like through gasps
and disrespected
sobs.
Your honor. Yeah. I'm so sorry to you. Your family. I'm so embarrassed. I can't even take you.
It literally Stop is so it. Humiliating.
Stop it. Stop
it's
it.
Crazy.
It's literally crazy. Imagine receiving what we also will later learn was a 4-minute long video.
I know.
That's so fucking long.
Imagine being Ariana watching your boyfriend record that.
I know. Sorry, I just got to go do something in the bathroom. I'm so sorry.
Gina.
What, coming out? Good, done. Check that off my to-do. I just like am so curious about his emotions and like how real they feel to
me
him.
Me too.
I just, he has such truly inappropriate emotional responses to things, like truly inappropriate emotional responses. And it's like, how much of that is put on?
Well, the truth of it is that he's just not that good of an actor. So when he's sobbing like that, I'm like,
just
you are feeling
so,
it.
But it also
it
just
looks
so
fake
that it's so hard to understand.
But how can he cry so much? How can he cry so much?
That's what I'm.
It's so
that's
many
what
tears.
I don't understand. That's what I don't understand.
Anyways, we'll get to see more of the video later.
It's so crazy. It's like, what is there? I mean, something is like, obviously, as we know, deeply wrong with him.
Yeah. I don't know what his disorder is. So I just don't get it. He's not like a sociopath. Like, he really feels things.
Yeah. But I think part of it is him convincing himself that he's feeling those things. Does that make sense? And I do think he's feeling them. I don't know. I think to him, he's like, this is what sadness. It's all in the extreme.
It's all in the extreme for him. It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, and it also, I mean, he is just like a narcissist because also it is like, it's ultimately to display that much of an emotion is to make it about himself.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes, of course. But we know that he's the narcissist that cares about being pretty and presentable.
Yeah, of course.
So then Lisa approaches Katie to tell her that she's like really unhappy with what happened last night.
Yeah.
Implying that like, you know, Tom Schwartz's job is on the line.
Yes.
Apparently Peter tattled, which is like so annoying. Peter went up to Lisa and was
Peter's like often tattling because he's the manager.
I know, but it's like, okay, so stop going to the parties then.
Yeah.
Choose a side.
He can't. Peter's so annoying.
Peter like went up to Lisa and was like, there's a huge brawl last night, blah, 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 whatever. And then Lisa is like, Katie, I have eyes and ears everywhere. And it's like, no, you have Peter.
And you have literal cameras.
You have Peter and you have cameras. So.
Well, yeah, you do have eyes and ears everywhere. You have a camera crew and like a boom mic.
Yeah.
You have a production team.
Yep. You have a production team.
And Peter.
And Peter. She tells Katie that this is 2 strikes against Tom. And Katie is like, please, Lisa, please, please just talk to him. I'm asking you one thing and it's just to hear him out. And Lisa tells Katie to stop squeaking. And she was like, Katie, please stop squeaking and get back to work. Okay. It's going to be a busy night here.
Yeah.
And I'll think about it. But
yeah.
I probably don't want to talk to him is the thing. And she leaves. And then Katie runs out after her in her sur dress and some really, really, really not cute moto boots.
Yeah, she's got some fuck ass boots on.
Some really ugly boots. And I usually like a boot to plead her case even more.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Her marriage is on the line.
Yeah, her future hypothetical marriage to
to one of the biggest losers of all time. Yeah,
biggest fucking dweebs of all time is on the line.
She needs Tom Schwartz to have a job so that he can be making consistent money so that they can get married.
She needs her man to have a bartending gig in the epicenter of LA's gay community. Yeah. So she can marry to him.
She needs her guy to be one of the pretty boys. Yeah, one of Lisa's pretty boys.
She has a lot riding on this.
And she's like, this actually isn't really that fair, Lisa, because Tom was just trying to break it up. And the people who started it were actually James and Kristen. And they still work at the restaurant and they're allowed to have their jobs. And what? So my loser ass boyfriend isn't allowed to have a job?
Sometimes no.
Sometimes no. Sometimes no.
And also he doesn't want one.
And also we will soon learn he cannot handle it.
No.
And she's just like really, really, really whining.
I know. It's just so funny that to her, literally... She's like, there is a direct line from Schwartz getting a job at Pump to me getting the amazing opportunity
to marry that man.
Bitch, trust that there are actually so many more hurdles that you are going to have to jump through that you don't even fucking understand that are coming for you.
There are hoops you couldn't imagine.
Literally.
Coming
for you. It's not that easy, hon.
In your future.
It's nowhere near that easy.
No. But Lisa is like, okay, like. You know what? I'm actually just really fed up with the entire staff right now. So maybe I'll talk to Tom, but I'm definitely going to be talking to everyone about their behavior.
She needs to launch her investigation.
And then she walks her sweet ass into Pump and Katie has to go back to work.
Yeah. So then we're at Katie and Schwartz's, but it's Stassi and Schwartz there because Stassi's living with them right now.
And because they're bestie.
They're bestie. And Schwartz is basically just like, oh my God, Stassi, why are you dressed up and not in your sweats drinking wine? Yeah. Okay. Okay, not too much.
I like it though. Maybe
she's wearing a white button down, obviously, kind of like chiffon.
Uh huh.
Little she black short it. Shorts. Yeah.
This is her favorite style of outfit.
Statement necklace. Duh.
Yeah. Duh.
Da-doing. And she's actually like, well, joke's on you because I was about to go walk and get a bottle of wine. The only difference is that I'm not in my sweatpants.
I just had to get dressed to go to the liquor store.
Yeah, of course. And he's like, okay, I have some tea for you. Mm-hmm. Jack's got your name covered up with a black rose. And she looks really excited.
She's free. She's finally free. Yeah, she basically free.
Is like, I feel unshackled from that man finally.
Yes.
Which makes sense. And Schwartz is like, yeah, he's like fucking other chicks with your name tatted. And she's like, ew.
And then he's like, sorry, ew.
Sorry, that was too much. Sorry, sorry. Sorry, I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but I like them as friends.
Yeah, I hate him.
I hate him, obviously. But they have like kind of the truest friendship on the show.
Yeah, I could see that. I think I just hate him so bad that I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
But I understand. I respect you.
Yeah.
In the talking head, she's like, hallelujah, black rose. Black like my heart. At least I wasn't turned into a tribal.
Name very true. So much. Your fate could have been so much worse.
It could have been so much worse. You could have been made into a bust ass tribal tattoo, which is literally so true.
It so easily could have been that.
So a hair away from that happening.
A blink of an eye away from a tribal.
And she's like, to celebrate, I'm actually going to go get 2 bottles of wine.
Girl, no.
I want to kill myself.
No.
Drinking 2 bottles of white wine to celebrate.
You can't alone.
Alone
or alternatively with Tom Schwartz.
One for me, one for you,
because their girlfriend is at work.
Because their girlfriend is at work. when their wife is away
the mice will play.
And then Schwartz like explains to her the fight that broke out and is like, so this is once again really bad for me because of the whole thing that happened last year and I really want a job at Pump.
Yeah.
And Stassi is just like, you need to go talk to Lisa, like it's the only way that she'll respect you is if you go talk to her, which is true.
She's like, I'm the Lisa whisperer and here's what you need to do. You need to go in and you have to apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of just a basic how you should be acting normally.
There's like human behavior.
He does not want to do that because as we know, he is severely afraid of Lisa. He's also severely turned on by her.
Yeah. It's like a perfect storm of emotion.
Yeah.
Horny, so, horny scared.
has a horrified boner.
So scared of my boner.
I'm scared of my boner. He's like, give me some tips. And she's like, just act remorseful, whatever. Literally just be a normal human being who is apologizing.
Yeah. She's like,
it's just not that hard.
Say you're not going to get in a fight again. And if you do, it's not going to be at the restaurant.
Yes. It's like it's very easy.
But it is like that works for Stassi. It does not work for everyone.
No.
Because Lisa loves Stassi.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're back at Sir. Sandoval is carrying Sheena into the restaurant, even though she can walk. She has forgiven him because she says there's 2 ways to earn her forgiveness.
Yeah.
A bottle of champagne or a 4-minute long apology video where you look like a super pussy.
Right. 4 minutes.
And
I'm
he chose
sorry.
The latter.
Of course. Well,
A 4-minute long
four
apology
minutes
video
of him sobbing
where he is.
I'd have to throw my phone away
and sobbing. It's so, so embarrassing.
And him being like, the reasoning is that he was, I guess, too overwhelmed with emotion to text her.
Yeah, he couldn't text.
So he had to send that video.
He just had too much he wanted to portray. He needed her to see. That is the narcissism. He needed exactly. her to see how remorseful he was. But it is like, how are you conjuring up that many tears, though? I just don't get it.
It's so crazy. Because if I was that upset, I would obviously be like, okay, well, I need to wait until I'm not upset so I can like write an apology or like call them.
No, he's going straight off the cuff immediately in the thick of it. Yeah.
Perfect that I'm this upset. Now it's time for me to pull up my phone, record a video of me, send it to Sheena. Later, I'll watch this and jerk off to it.
Literally. Like, he loves himself. Literally.
He's obsessed with himself. He can't get enough.
No, because also if I had sent that video, I would be so humiliated to show up to work the next day to face her. It is embarrassing to display that level of emotion over something like this.
Not to him.
Not to him. It's the only way he can redeem himself.
Yes. And in fact, he's like, this makes me more evolved than the other guys.
I know. He's like, this makes me a good guy.
Yeah.
A good guy.
He literally is like, this is good guy behavior. Sending Sheena Shea a 4-minute video of him sobbing
and hyperventilating. It's demented behavior. It's so scary. And very weird.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
It is deeply abnormal. It's like so not right.
It is not right. It is not the right course of action.
No.
Obviously. And I just can't imagine dating somebody like that, but whatever.
I know. It's like, whatever. Sorry.
What can we do about it? It was 10 years ago. She wouldn't do it. She would not do it today.
She would only do it up until 2 years ago.
Yes. And then be so upset when they broke up. But whatever.
Whatever. It's okay.
So Sheena is eating at the restaurant. She's not working tonight.
Wait, also James said that his chest really hurts really bad because someone was
kneeling on it.
Someone had it. Is that true?
No, I don't think so. But maybe Tom Schwartz did that.
I hope so.
I don't know.
To be honest.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Wait, no. I feel like nobody was kneeling on his chest.
Yeah, sorry. I don't think so either.
Also because he is so frail, it would have broken his sternum.
Immediately.
Yeah, snapped him in half.
Ribs cracked in two.
Snapped him in half hot dog style.
Yeah.
Sheena's eating at the restaurant. She has to be waited on. It's so funny to go in to eat at the restaurant the night after your birthday party when you know the entire staff is fighting really bad.
Of course.
Be like, I'm actually just going to sit here and watch and you guys have to come take my order.
Yes.
I love her for that.
I know.
People are kind of like roasting her for it. Katie is. Yeah. Being like, what? She just wants to use her employee discount, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah. This is going to be an awesome night.
And also, it's not like she's beefing with anyone.
No.
Like, she doesn't have beef with anyone. She just is observing the beef.
She wants to have a cheap dinner and watch her friends
fight.
Dinner and
with
a show.
Her man.
With her
who's
man.
Asleep at the table.
Yeah, kind of with her man. Her man is there.
He's there physically, not mentally.
But so James approaches Sheena during the dinner kind of to apologize.
Yeah.
More or less. He's like, I didn't go into the night wanting to fight. And Sheena's like, well, that's actually the exact opposite of what I heard from a couple of people.
I mean, that's the thing. Once again, like, obviously he just wants to be on the show. Obviously. Duh. Obviously he went into that night because also, as we know, he's a huge bragger.
Yeah, well, that's
so
the
you
thing,
know, he like, was walking around being like, yeah, I'm gonna beat Tom Sandoval's ass tonight.
Literally, I'm gonna fight Tom Sandoval tonight. It's like he's not playing the game well enough to be able to keep this kind of thing to himself.
No.
So he is going around being like, I'm gonna make a big scene for the show tonight.
Literally. Duh.
He gives Sheena kind of like a blow-by-blow of the fight, which is like, she doesn't care.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
I was so caught off guard. He started making fun of my car. I started making fun of his. It's so stupid. And then he throws me into a headlock. I got lucky enough to get out of that headlock. Mm-hmm. I got him into one. Next thing you know, Schwartz is punching me in the face. I'm looking for Shay.
Why are you looking for Shay?
Because at this point, Jay thinks that Sheena and Jay are his allies.
Oh, true that. It's like, wait, Shay can't fight.
Shay is asleep.
Shay can't fight.
Shay is sleeping on the couch, babe.
Girl, Shay's asleep. Okay, be quiet.
Shay's sleeping with his eyes open.
Shay's doing that thing where he sleeps with his eyes open.
Okay.
Okay?
He can't fight.
Leave him be.
Let him rest.
He says a bunch of times. He repeats the speech a bunch of times throughout the episode.
Yeah.
And so then again, it is extremely transparent what he's doing. He's being like, yeah, it could have been about anything.
Yeah.
But we were like raring to go to fight.
Something was going
to
set me off.
Something was going to set me off. It's like, you went in with a plan to fight. Okay. But he does try and play it like Sandoval had so much anger and resentment built up towards James.
Yeah.
That Tom Sandoval like started it.
Yeah. He's like, he's obsessed with me. He was looking for a fight. He was going to do this no matter what.
So that is actually the,
you were egging him on so bad.
That's what you were doing. And you were provoking the shit out of him.
Yeah. Wait, also Sheena goes, meanwhile I had a glass bottle slice my vein open, thank god I'm fine. He fully ignores her.
Yes.
And it's like, whatever.
Sandoval is obsessed with me.
Yes. And it's like, brother.
Come on. It was her birthday.
It was her birthday. And she did have a glass bottle slice her vein.
Her vein open.
Cannot have been her vein.
Right?
I don't.
A vein.
I don't know. Like, that she means
so
like.
So serious.
She is meaning to say like an artery.
Okay.
And not like
maybe
a vein.
Maybe that's the same thing.
Well, I think an artery is like a big thing that you don't want to slice open because they're like a main vein.
Oh,
so
I see.
There's a lot more blood in them. You can bleed out from that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you have arteries in kind of like the heel of your foot.
No, your extremities.
She sliced it. Anyways, because we're seeing.
Mostly dead skin.
I see the Band-Aid. Yeah. And it's like right on sort of the inner heel. So she's okay. And thank God.
You have very little nerve endings there. Yeah. Thank God.
Thank God she's okay. Call. But Sheena tells James that like, yeah, James, like, I guess you're my friend. My real issue is with Kristen. To which James says, everyone has a fucking issue with Kristen. Like, you hate your girlfriend.
Everyone does have a fucking issue with Kristen.
You're dating her for the show.
Well, and that's also, once again, making his motivation so transparent.
Yes.
Because he clearly, if he could, have dated someone who everyone didn't have a issue with.
Obviously,
you know
he would have dated her.
And, like, be brought into the fold in a way that maybe is, like, less problematic. He would do that. But instead, he has to be on the show. So instead, he has to go for the route where he is an insane asshole dating Kristen, fighting with everyone, whatever.
Yeah, but there's no chance that he ever would have been able to get in with anybody else.
No,
because he has that rancid personality.
Imagine Stassi.
No, Stassi hates him. Stassi hates that guy, and he's so young. Like, nobody else is dating down like that.
No,
but Sheena basically tells him that she is just going to take a break from the both of them.
Yeah,
and then she's like, dating Kristen is not doing James any favors. In a way, it is, because he's on the television show, but it's not like winning him any good grace with the cast.
Yeah, but he couldn't do that regardless. Like, she says it like,
I know.
If only he wasn't dating Kristen.
But dude, he kind of can, because like, he gets back in eventually with all of the guys and they
like him. Yeah, I guess so.
And he sticks around for a long time. And then like, Lala loves him.
Okay, so now we're at Christina, Kelly, Katie, and Stassi are all hanging out. They're going apartment hunting.
Yay!
Because Stassi is looking for a new apartment with her man. What's his name again? Sorry.
Patrick.
And they are, quote unquote, building a home together.
No.
That cannot be true.
Don't do that.
They're not building a home together.
No. Wait.
I don't mean literally.
Okay.
I also mean they are not even figuratively building a home together.
No, they're not.
I mean, it takes love and care, commitment.
Well, I think they do date for a while.
Yeah, but it's horrors. They're not building a home together.
I know. But she's really happy with him in this current junction.
I think she's lying. But they basically need a 2-bed, 2-bath.
You think she's lying about him being a rock star in bed? No way.
No way. They need a 2-bed, 2-bath because as Stassi needs a fully separate bathroom, because when she was living in New York, she still can't really poop around him. And sometimes she'd have to walk to Starbucks to make it happen.
Yeah.
She's like, well, we've been tested because like our relationship has been tested because we shared a bedroom for 6 months.
Yep.
And Christine Kelly is like, yeah, that like that room is tiny also.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
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 Okay. They hate New York City.
They hate New York City.
They're like, it's dirty.
It's dirty.
It's
crime ridden.
Small. There's crime. It's cold.
Crime. There's a bunch of black people there. I'm horrified every time I step outside of my apartment. It's fucking cold as fuck. The vibes are rancid.
We like it in Los Angeles where there's one black girl who works at the restaurant
and
we can destroy her
bully
life.
Bully her so terribly in a way that is racist. Okay. And then Christine Kelly is like, how is he in bed? I'm rock star.
Rockstar level. Our relationship is a perfect mix of love and lust.
And Christina Kelly goes, rockstar? Stassi goes, no, for real. Okay, I don't believe you.
I feel complicated about her relationship to sex, but I also feel kind of weird assigning that to her.
I just don't believe her because I just think that the relationship sucks and that she's just gonna say whatever. Like,
yes.
I think it's obviously for her in some ways a positive for him to not be on the show because she can just lie and say like everything is all like. Whether or not he's like terrible in bed, whatever, but no matter what, she's going to be like, he's an awesome boyfriend. He's awesome in bed. Like, say everything is perfect. I'm like, I don't believe you, obviously.
This is how I feel about her relationship to sex, which is that she has dated so many disgusting men.
Of course.
And continuously said, who are not good in bed.
There's just no way. There's just no way.
And she continually says, like, they're so good at sex. Sex is one of my number one priorities, blah, 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 all this stuff. I'm like, why are you saying that?
Brainwash.
She lists it as her number one top thing that she needs to make her happy.
To me, it's brainwash. To me, it's heterosexual brainwash.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I know.
It's like, I know those guys aren't good Lays. Hello.
Jack's literally eating pussy like a dog lapping up food.
Blech. If he even... Oh, he does. We know he does.
We know he does. And I know he's literally doing it like a dog eating like wet food.
Slobbering.
Literally. Okay, so then Stassi, says that the best part of her relationship is that it's equal parts love and lust. And Christina, Kelly, and Katie are like, finally, you found a good man with a real job who you can trust. And it's just like, I know this man is a psychopath.
Well, he will do the thing of the naked video and the spreading of it around.
Yeah.
A good man you can trust? Why do you feel that way?
And also, I'm just like, I'm sorry, you know they're fighting behind the scenes.
Yeah, they do. Well, he refuses to be on camera, yeah, and it's for a reason.
He's a psycho.
Because he's a bad guy.
Should I feel like...
Me being like, the only reason you wouldn't want to be on reality TV is because you're a bad person with stuff to hide. It's like many normal people do not want to be on reality
TV.
No,
but that guy is obviously a crazy, crazy guy.
Well, and like to be dating somebody on Vanderpump Rules and to be like, I don't want to be on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So then once again, we're back at Tom's feral ass fucking apartment. It literally looks so fucking gross in there.
Yeah, it's really nasty.
Oh my God, it's like a Lord of the Flies. They show us like lube...
Ew, they do?
Yeah, I think they showed us like Astroglide.
Okay, that is perverted of
Wash
them.
My mouth out with soap.
That is so nasty.
And also like showing that being like, look how gross it is. I'm like, that's like the least nasty thing in this apartment because it looks like the fucking cap is on.
That is respectful.
They
as
show
well.
Us like a sink filled with dishes.
Yeah.
Jax comes over and is like, hey, the place looks great. And he's like, thanks. And Jax is like, that was a joke.
Yeah.
It literally looks so fucking
It looks so fucking gross.
It's literally a pigsty in there. Like, just actually, as you said, filled with trash and dirt.
Yeah, it is. It's every kind of mess that exists.
Yes.
Food mess, dirt mess, furniture mess, clothes mess.
Yes. Yeah.
General disorder.
Yes. And Jack is like, damn, your face has gotten like a lot worse from since yesterday. And Tom's like, it hasn't gotten worse. I told you I was just wearing a bunch of concealer yesterday. He says like, Jack is like,
he says
Tom and I are both the same when it comes to like, life's too short to hold grudges. Yes, I slept with Kristen. We've all made mistakes. We've been friends for 10 years.
And then he says, I trust this guy.
Remember 3 months ago when you were saying we were never, ever friends?
We were never friends. I'm choosing not to be his friend anymore. We were never friends. I had to fuck his girlfriend because she needed to get laid and he wasn't doing it.
Someone had to do it.
I can't believe.
I cannot believe. So basically, Jax has come over for relationship advice about his two girlfriends because, yep, quote unquote, Tom was in a similar situation.
No.
Kristen
and Ariana.
No.
No.
No, he wasn't.
No, they only found out about each other by figuring it out. Okay. they did the work.
Yes. And also, it's like, that's just so different. These are two girls you've been seeing for like 3 months.
I know.
Tiffany is coming into town and he like says that they could like that. He basically says like, I told Tiffany that we can hang out and it really upset Carmen. So it's like, okay, so they don't know about each other, like, no, in the way that you are claiming.
Yeah,
because
it's
why
like,
would Carmen be upset that you're hanging out with the girl that you claim she knows you're dating?
They know that the other one exists.
Yes.
That is the extent that they know about each, yes, other. And maybe that like,
I think they both think the other one is his ex.
100% they think that.
Yeah.
Based on the way that they're acting.
Yes. Yes. Of course. And so he's like, I'm trying to be honest with both of these girls. There's no lying. They know about each other. They know each other's names.
They
don't
know,
what's going on.
And Tiffany knows Carmen's name because it's tattooed on your arm, motherfucker. Like, are you kidding?
Doy.
You dumb motherfucker. I hate him.
I know. I know. And Tom is like, you need to decide who you want to be with. And then Jax is like, but I like having friendships with both of them. I can't lose either of them.
Friendships.
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 This is when he goes down a friendship narrative.
Yes.
He literally can't create a cohesive narrative that like makes sense and tracks for his lies. So he's kind of just like grasping.
Yeah.
Like, I love my friendship with both of these ladies that are my girlfriends that don't know about each other.
But Tom is doing a good job of sorting through this bullshit.
Obviously.
Because he's like, and taking Jax by the hand and walking him through it.
Well, I also think that I think that when the cameras are off, Jax is probably being more honest about it too.
Yeah, 100%.
And so Tom is like, I don't want to be part of this weird little game you're playing.
Yes. Yes, but
he looks tired.
He is so over this.
Yeah,
of course, because I'm sure he hasn't fully let go of the resentment that he feels towards
Jack
because
not.
Of the Kristen thing.
And he's still, and exactly, he's like lying and cheating more.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you haven't grown at all, obviously.
No.
Tom is like, do you like Tiffany more than friends? The girl he's dating. Do you like Tiffany more than friends? And Jax is like, yeah, but we find out he just like, Carmen thinks that Tiffany is just a friend.
Yeah. Well,
it's a girl he's dating.
It's a girl he's dating. He goes, Sandoval goes, why did you start dating Carmen? Was it because Tiffany lives in Vegas and she wasn't around? And then he like shifts his eyes and looks away and is like, nodding like a little child. That's like when you catch a child in a lie.
That's what I wrote down. Jax responds like a child. He goes silent and doesn't respond. And Tom has to be like, yeah, that's it, right? And then he's like, yeah, I hate to say it, but I would have dated Tiffany if she was here. Like,
he's like, I'm dating Carmen because, like,
it's easier.
He's like, I'm dating Carmen because she's, like, friends with, like, the girls, and I don't want to be left out. Like, no one likes being left out.
Yes. He goes, you know what else was easier? That Carmen's friends with Ariana. That's friends with Sheena. That's like Stassi part two. We're all friends again. We can all hang out together because I don't want to be left out. No one wants to be left out.
Ew, bro.
His ramblings.
Come on.
Once again, his ramblings.
Yeah.
Basically, Jax comes to the conclusion that, like, gun to his head.
Yeah.
If he had to choose, it would be Tiffany.
Yeah.
Even though Carmen, literally on the show, her lower third will be Jax's girlfriend.
Yes, literally. Yes, literally. Well, and what does it say about Tiffany? What is hers? Jax's girlfriend?
Maybe. They might. I didn't check, but probably. Or yeah. it might be his friend, but that's literally just because Tiffany doesn't live in LA.
Yeah. Well, that's why she's not his girlfriend, apparently. Tiffany is so weird, too. Whatever, we'll get to it.
Yes. But, actually, Tiffany is stranger than Carmen. Yes. But yeah.
As Jax is leaving, he's like, at least I was honest with both of them. That's a huge step for me. Not to lie to these girls. That's huge for me. You are lying to them.
And Tom is like, yeah, you've said that already. Like, stop. It literally is like, the more you say it, the more we know it's a lie.
Yes.
And he's like, the only thing I have going for me right now is the honesty thing. You don't have the honesty thing going for you.
Also, to be calling it the honesty thing. Like, come on. Telling the truth is not like a thing that you can adopt later on in life. No, I guess it is, but you're not even doing it.
Everyone's lives would be made 1 billion times better and everything would be much easier if he could just be honest with them. But because he has no interest in the consequences of the honesty, which would be like having to choose one.
That's the thing, is that
so he just can't do it.
No, if he were to be honest with them, then either one or both of them would break up with him. Yes. And he doesn't want that. He wants to have two girlfriends. Yeah. So he can be honest to the degree that he can have two girlfriends, which is by telling them that he knows the other one.
Yeah. I know that girl. We've met a couple times.
I know that girl. We've met a couple times.
Sometimes we hang out. That's my ex. We hang out sometimes.
Yes, exactly. I see her occasionally.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. His brain is so like demented, but whatever.
But he's like constantly getting what he wants. Now we are back to the apartment hunting. This is a really quick scene. Stassi says she moved to New York at the wrong time because it was so cold that she never left her apartment.
Yes.
Which I was like, rock on, girl, that happened to me.
She said that she spent 70% of her time in her apartment.
Yeah, that's too much. So I didn't do that.
Way too much.
It's way too much. Christina Kelly is like, wow, if that had been me, I would have been like to my boyfriend, go down on me for 20 minutes and we're good.
I don't know what she meant by that.
Me
she
neither.
Said like, wow, you guys must have been having sex all the time. If that had been me, I would have told my boyfriend to go. Did she mean that 20 minutes is a long time or a short amount of time?
I'm not sure.
It literally is nonsense. They are. I mean, Stassi's talking about sex like she's never had it.
I know. Well, and then Stassi is like, Patrick is the best at that head. Hands down ever.
Yes.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I know it for a fact.
Of course not.
And then Katie
literally
is
literally talking about sex like she's never had it.
I
literally
know.
Like,
well, that's the part that is confusing to me. I guess she wants to be cool too and be like, I have sex.
Yes.
Sex is really important to me. I like getting off.
Yeah, I think she thinks it's like makes her seem cool. Yeah. But it obviously deeply transparent that she's not like having a good time.
No, yeah.
Because she's being really weird how she talks about it.
I know. The only one who I truly think is a kinky freak and I would love to have sex with is Katie.
Okay.
Sorry, I know
no,
it.
Respect.
I think Katie is really hot and I think we would have fun in
I
bed.
Obviously think she's really hot too.
But then Katie is like, well, Schwartz and I don't really have that much sex, whatever. And she was like, Schwartz is ticklish and he won't stop honking my boobs. So we don't really
she
have
says
sex
that
that
when
much.
She tries to make a move on Schwartz, he gets ticklish and is like, ooh, why? That's your man.
You want to marry that guy.
You don't have an actual life-ending, relationship-ending ick from that?
That's so awful.
And they're like, why don't you just get naked? Oh, well, when I get naked, he just tries to honk my boob like a clown.
Stop.
Stop. He's doing clowning.
He is like a child.
Literally.
Like a child.
You're trying to like touch upon your boyfriend to turn him on and he literally is being like, stop.
He can't stop giggling. He can't stop giggling. You take your top off and he's like, boobies. Ew.
Then we're with Jax and Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany's in town from Vegas.
Tiffany? She's
basically her opening line is being like, you have some really bad dandruff.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love
he's
that.
He's like, no. She's like, yeah, I
yeah,
can see
you
it.
Do.
Your scalp is flaking off in front of my very eyes right now.
He's like, he's like, it's the weather. And she's like, well, you've been saying that for 9 months.
Yeah. Also, what do you mean?
Like, no, I get that.
I know, but in LA,
yeah,
the weather's the same year round.
Yeah. It gets hotter in the summer.
Okay.
It's the winter right now, though. Because it was cold when they were apartment
so,
hunting.
I know, but I'm like, so what do you mean it's the weather?
Not sure.
Not sure. Basically, he's like, I've never had a relationship like the one that I have with Tiffany because it's like an adult relationship.
It, by an adult relationship, he means he's dating an adult.
Yes. He's dating someone who has a career.
He's dating somebody who is close to his age.
Yeah. And who has a career.
And who has a career.
Like, he basically is like, I feel intimidated being out in Vegas with you and your friends because everyone has so much money. And she's like, totally. But those are my friends.
Yeah.
And it's normal to me that everyone's
rich.
It's
normal to me. That's just my lifestyle.
Sorry. Which is awesome.
Yep.
He says that she works at the Bellagio. She's the director of VIP and does marketing for one of the nightclubs there.
That is a career.
It is. But I just wonder if that's actually what she does, because it's so hard for me to believe that he could retain her
job. That is exactly what I was thinking as well.
Yeah. I'm like, I wonder if that's true. Just like, because I don't think you listen to anything anyone says.
Well, it's not even that I believe that, like, he wouldn't be able to get the words right, though I do believe that. I also think, like, why would the head of VIP and marketing at the Bellagio hang out with Jax Taylor? She obviously, like, has a work ethic and, like, yeah, can maintain a job.
Yeah, I don't know. But kind of her whole narrative is that she's, like, a career woman.
Yeah.
And they talk about old. And that she's old as fuck, aka, like, 2 years younger than Jax or something. They talk about his nose job. And yeah, how he's a mouth breather and snores incredibly loudly. Yeah. He is literally disgusting.
It was hard for Tiffany.
Dandruff, snoring. Smells bad. Mouth breather, snoring so loudly. Like, he is literally, like, disgusting.
He's gross.
He's gross. Just gross.
He's just a gross guy.
So fucking gross. I can't believe he stinks.
Lump on his chest from his supplements.
Black rose tattoo. I can't believe that he, like, smells so bad.
I know. That is, like, sort of shocking to me that he smells so bad. I think it's his mouth. Like, it's his breath.
That's what they say. It's his breath.
But it is, like, they are all so concerned with image.
I know.
Why aren't you brushing your teeth more? I don't know. Maybe his teeth are, like, rotting out from the drugs.
That's what I was going to say. It might be, like, connected. You know what I mean?
A system. There's a system.
Anyway, respiratory thing or not respiratory. What is that, like? Whatever.
Olfactory?
Yeah.
Is the nose.
Whatever, how your nose is connected to your mouth. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Your sinuses.
Yes. It might be a sinus issue. And it's excreting through the mouth.
Ew.
Yeah, so she's basically like, so are you and Carmen even talking anymore? His girlfriend, whose name he has tattooed on his arm?
Yeah.
Are y'all even talking anymore?
Are you guys
so
even talking
So we don't,
anymore?
Like, he's telling them some literally insane shit.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even answer the question. Nope. He's like, well, she's a lot younger and you're so established in your career. You're set in your ways. You're older. And I can't be with someone here when I'm thinking of you.
I can't be with someone here when I'm constantly thinking about you, Tiffany, in Las Vegas.
Once again, the question was, so are you and Carmen even seeing each other anymore? Lower third, Jax's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and she's like, I'm just confused because, like, I want to trust you, but you guys are, like, seemingly always hanging out. And he's like, I don't want to hurt the girl by any means.
Hurt the girl? Hurt
You're
the girl?
Cheating on
You're
her.
Cheating on her. You are cheating on
You're
her.
You're cheating on her.
You're cheating on your girlfriend, Carmen.
With your other girlfriend, Tiffany.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
You have one girlfriend in-state and one girlfriend out-of-state. You shouldn't have brought the Vegas one in-state.
No. And he is like, it's just a terrible situation. I just need to smooth it over and just concentrate on me, and hopefully all of this will work itself out.
Concentrate on me. All you do is concentrate
Babe,
on
literally
you.
Literally all you do is concentrate on you.
What do you mean? Hope that everything works out. He gets so delusional.
He literally is so stupid.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, now I have to talk to Carmen, which sucks because I'm on a high from seeing Tiffany. And I have to go to a low, breaking up with my other girlfriend, FML.
With my real girlfriend. My real girlfriend, Carmen.
Yes.
Tiffany is like the girl he hooks up with in Vegas.
Yes. Tiffany is Vegas girl.
Yeah. Tiffany is Vegas girl.
And then he tells Tiffany he loves her and doesn't want to date anyone else.
Oh, he told her he loved her. I forgot. That's so nuts. He was like, yeah, well, so obviously I do love you.
What?
Huh? Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Since when? Since just now? You just decided?
I mean, he's definitely told her that before.
I know, because she wasn't acting shocked by that whatsoever.
I mean, he's saying that literally first date.
I know. Well, he says it to Carmen, too. I'm 100% sure of it.
Well, Carmen's his girlfriend.
He probably says it to Carmen every single day. Wait, he acts so crazy towards Carmen. I can't wait for that.
I know.
So now we're back at Pump. Schwartz is there to talk to Lisa, which is like, honestly, he should have gone at a different time because she's like, stressed as fuck setting up Pump. It's about to open and he walks in with his fucking backpack.
He literally
like, a schlub.
Like apparates behind her and she's like, oh my god.
Yeah, he's like, Lisa. And she's like, ah.
She's like giving someone instructions and it like pans out and he's just standing behind her in his fucking JanSport.
Yeah, because he's scared. He's
scared.
Wearing like a suit in his JanSport. It's like, leave the JanSport.
I know.
You got dressed up. So they're sitting down together. He is like visibly shaking. He's really nervous.
Yeah.
He's really, really nervous. And she's like, okay, tell me what happened. Where were you? And he was like, so we were at Mixology. Uh-oh.
which is bad.
Mixology is owned by Robert Earl,
the pervert we saw last episode.
Lisa's perverted friend who wants to fuck it pump.
Who wants to fuck it pump, and yeah, Lisa has to respect him.
Yeah, of course. That's her bestie.
That's her bestie.
And Tom is like, I was trying to break it up. I was trying to pull James away. And Lisa's like, well, this is really fucking embarrassing for me.
Also, I was trying to pull James away by getting him in a headlock and like dragging him away.
I know. He says I had to restrain James. It's like, why did you? He is constantly telling too much. Don't say that.
I know.
Just
I know,
say
I
was trying to break it up.
I know.
And she's like, this is really embarrassing for me because of the Robert Earl situation, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Like, you're fighting at his restaurant. Imagine if his staff came to my restaurant and were fighting here. I yeah. would be upset.
Obviously.
And Tom goes, well, I don't think it was a fiasco. It was a barroom brawl.
She was like, yeah, it was a fucking fiasco.
It was a fiasco, you bitch. Obviously. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? What can I do? How can I make this right?
Please.
He goes, you can't do anything to make it right, and you don't have what it takes to work here.
Yep. Which is literally true. We will really see that he does not have what it takes to work
she
at Pump.
She is spot on with that
one. He does not have it at all.
He starts whining. He says, I'm a good bartender. I'm affable. I'm easy to work with. I'm mm-hmm. timely. And she's like, can it with the charm, mister, and the vocab, okay? I can't deal with your bullshit right now.
Yeah.
You can work the opening party because I need people to staff it.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to have a big, long talk to everyone yes. soon about their behavior
yeah.
and their attitude.
Yeah. We're at Jax's big breakup scene with Carmen.
Oh, I love this scene.
I know.
I mean, it's so crazy. It is so crazy.
I know. So Jax is like, being honest is the best policy. And I've been doing really well with that lately with both of these ladies.
Yep. Yep.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't. You've been lying to both of them a bunch.
So bad. Basically, Jax is taking Carmen out to pizza because he's breaking up with her. And he says that taking her out to a nice restaurant would be like betting on a horse you know is going to lose.
That's so fucked up. That's your girlfriend. He was like,
all he means by that is he would be sinking money into hanging out with her for no reason because he's about to dump her.
Because he's about to dump her. And as we'll see, he is going to do it immediately. Nobody will have taken a single bite of food before he has broken
yes.
up with her.
So basically he orders a whole pizza and two sodas.
Yep.
Carmen walks up. This is when I was like, mind you, her lower third is literally Jax's girlfriend.
Yes.
He kisses her. She pulls away. He kisses her again.
He kisses her.
Pulls her back in.
So crazy. He grabs her face, kisses her tenderly on the side of her mouth. She pulls back.
Because she looks like she knows what the fuck is about to happen.
Yeah. And she definitely does. I mean, he's for sure been acting weird.
He definitely
for the past
was like
day.
Can we talk, let's get pizza.
Yes.
Not something nice.
No.
Okay.
No, she looks disgusted by his kissing.
Yes. Jax is basically just like, he's like, ugh, like he just kind of is like grunting and like there's silence for a second. Like
yes.
he's just literally being like FML. And then he goes, we need to talk, you need to have fun this summer. Like, long silence again.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so she's not gonna say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're gonna go to law school and like I'm not gonna be around for that.
Okay.
Like, you're gonna go to law school and I'm not gonna be around for that. I don't want to hold you back. You deserve better. I literally was watching this being like, I forgot that people break up like people. Like,
I know.
I forgot that a tactic that insane men use to break up is literally being like, no, but this is what you want.
Yes. And to be like, you deserve way better than me. But he's also throwing every excuse at the wall, being like, which one of these is going to stick?
Yes.
She needs to have fun this summer. She deserves better than me. She's going to be busy with law school. She doesn't want this. Hello?
It's so transparent.
Hello? You can't just go through a litany of excuses like that, one right after another, to a girl who is in law school. She sees right through it, baby.
And she's like, that's crazy because you just told me that you wanted us to have children together.
Yup.
My love, you just said you wanted to have babies with me.
Oh, my love.
My love.
You just said you wanted to get me pregnant and
got
my name
tattooed on
your arm. Tattooed on
your arm. You're going to go to law school. I'm not going to be around for that. I just want you to have fun. You deserve better. Huh?
Why'd you get my name tattooed?
Oh my
god. If you weren't planning on being around when I was in law school. Also, he's like, I want a career woman. She's about to be a lawyer, bitch.
Yeah.
You don't want her?
Yeah, he's like, I just care about you a lot. I just don't want us to hurt each other.
Yeah, I care about, it's not about you. I care about you a lot. I don't want to hurt you and I don't want you to hurt me.
What are you talking about?
How would she hurt you?
What are you talking about?
In what way would she hurt you?
And then she kind of goes off and yeah. is just like, you're manipulating the situation to make yourself feel better. He'll be like, what?
His jaw drops.
Literally. He's like, what? She's like, you want to have your cake and eat it too with all these girls that you keep around.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, after this, I don't want to see you again. And he's like, why?
Why?
What do you mean? And she's like, because I don't like you.
Because I don't like you. That's when his jaw really drops. He's like, what the fuck is happening? Shocked.
He's like, I've lost control of this situation.
I literally don't understand what he thought was going to happen. And it really does lead me to believe that he has actually, well, no, because he broke up with Laura Lee.
Yeah.
But it's like, it almost is giving like he's never even tried to break up with someone and has just ghosted them, because he literally, in what world did he think that this conversation was going to end with her being like, let's keep hanging out?
Well, he says it at the end of this scene. He's like, that is not what I thought was going to happen. I thought she was going to be on the same page as me. That was really shocking.
Yes.
In what world would she be on the same page as you when you're surprised breaking up with her with
yes.
reasons that are lies for why you're breaking yes. up with her? First of all, very obviously.
Obviously.
Very obviously.
And she's like obviously smart. She's not an idiot.
Nope. She's about to be in law school.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to leave. And he is so confused as to why she's leaving. You just broke up with her. What else is she supposed to do?
I know.
Stay there and hang out?
Well, so she's going on this like long rant about all of these things he needs to do, which is like, grow the fuck up because you're 35 and you need to stop partying. And he's like, this is giving me fucking deja vu to Stassi.
He's getting PTSD to Stassi.
Well, and they're playing the clip of when Stassi was saying all of that stuff to, it is word for word.
Yeah, duh.
Like Carmen and Stassi.
Well, yeah, because he obviously hasn't changed at all. So it is like, yeah, you're in your 30s, you're a fucking bum, you're a bad boyfriend, like yeah, it's mm-hmm. all the same.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't grown an inch.
No. Oh my god, he says, obviously being honest sucks, you know, it's like a kill the messenger kind of thing, I guess. Babe,
you wrote the message and hand delivered it to her. It's your message. That was so fucking funny.
I know, it's a kill the messenger type of thing. You're not relaying this.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Nobody told you that information to tell Carmen.
You broke
up with her. You're breaking up with
her. Kill the messenger.
Well, kill the fucking messenger, I guess.
Just dumped you in the worst fucking way possible. He's like sitting alone eating the rest of his fucking pizza.
Goes up to the counter. He's like, how much should I owe you for this, man? It's like, that guy just watched you humiliate yourself.
He looked so shocked to have to face her.
I know.
And it's like, I guess he really does feel that that is worse than what happens when he lies.
The hurting people with the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think he thinks that when he's telling a lie, he's like, I'm protecting them from the truth, which is the bad things that I've done.
Yeah.
But the way he lies is so
transparent.
It's so constant. It's so twisted that like, first of all, they're going to figure out the truth and they're going to be mad. Yeah. And secondly, like, they're never happy with the lie anyways.
No, that's what is so crazy. I don't know. It's just like, he did look genuinely shocked.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, he wasn't even telling the truth. Like, again, it's like, it doesn't even matter because he's like, wow, I can't believe the honesty thing didn't work out. You weren't doing the quote unquote, the honesty thing.
You broke up with Carmen to be with Tiffany and you never once said that to her.
And you were lying to her the whole time about having two girlfriends.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the scene.
Okay. Yeah.
That's that scene.
So finally, we are back at Pump.
Yeah.
There is one day until Pump opens.
Yes.
Lisa is there and she is stressed the fuck out and she is pissed the fuck off that she has to deal with all of this sir bullshit right now.
She's been working 16 to 18 hour days.
Yep.
I pray that that's a lie.
I feel like it could be true.
Me too, which I hate.
I know. For months.
You're asleep.
Because she has a billion jobs, obviously. She's a housewife.
That is
she
so
has
true.
VPR.
She's on two reality shows and she owns a billion restaurants.
And she has a bunch of restaurants. She calls the whole Sir staff into Pump to give them a talking to.
Yeah.
They all get there. They're like, it's beautiful here. It's stunning.
Sheena says, it's this oasis of Saint-Tropez.
It's this oasis of Saint-Tropez.
Cool feel with olive branches and trees. It's gorgeous.
Cool feel.
It's this oasis of Saint-Tropez.
Pump has got a cool feel, like an oasis of Saint-Tropez. But basically she calls them all together and she's like, you guys are acting like fucking trash straight up.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to tell me what happened?
Yeah.
Anybody want to give me their version of events of the brawl?
Yeah.
Nobody volunteers, obviously.
Except, yep.
And then Lisa goes, okay, James.
Yep.
All right, James, what happened?
Him?
Yeah, you're going to ask him. Come on. Well, he started it. It's like he's relaying the same story that he has been before.
Tom made a comment about my car. I chose to retaliate and I made a comment about his car.
Yeah.
His busted down Honda Civic or whatever.
Yeah.
It could have been anything.
Could have been if somebody's hair was looking bad that day. But basically, she's like, I don't fucking care. I can't trust you to go out into the world. It's embarrassing for me. And you all work together. And James is like, no. This is an off the clock thing. Like, me and Tom are like really respectful of each other at work, basically.
Yeah.
Like, we don't fight at work. We don't even look at each other. We don't talk to each other. Like, we care about our jobs and blah, 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 all this stuff. And then Lisa, while he's talking, is kind of staring at Kristen.
She
hates her so
much. She hates her so much. And she's like, yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah, Kristen, I'm looking at you. Because I always have a problem with you. You're defiant and you never own your own bullshit.
Yeah, which is true. But it is like Kristen didn't fight. She wasn't. Well, it's hard because she did. incite violence.
Yes, she did.
With her master plan. But it is mostly James' fault.
Obviously. I really think that Kristen thought she was going to get away scotch-free with this one.
Yeah.
Because she didn't start the punching.
Yeah.
So she says to Lisa, like, when was the last time we had a problem? And Lisa is like, we always have a problem. And then Peter jumps in and he says, Peter hates Kristen right now.
I know.
Peter hates the fuck out of Kristen right now. I think he's so fed up with her bullshit of like, at work, just causing so many problems. Well,
and he has in the past extended her so much kindness and grace. We've seen him be so kind to her.
Exactly.
When she is acting in ways that are just outrageous.
Just ruining shift after shift after shift.
Yeah.
But he goes, Kristen, you are a liability and a detriment to this entire restaurant.
Yep.
You are ordering drinks, taking them to the back and drinking them.
I mean, well, everyone does that.
And she goes, yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, because everyone does that.
Everyone does that. Shift. And then everybody's like, we don't do that. And it's like,
yeah, she's bullshit. Like, everyone does that. And Lisa's like, I don't think so.
They do.
Watch the past two seasons, honey.
It's on camera. They are always so doing crazy. That. I was like, you can't take her down for that.
You can't.
And that's when I was like, Peter, fuck off, because I bet you do that too. Because you want to be cool. I'm sure you're drinking with them. Lisa is just like generally so angry that she suspends Kristen and Tom and fires James on the spot.
Yeah.
And she's like, you guys are lucky I didn't fire every single one of you. Shape up.
Yeah.
Okay. And you two are suspended and you are fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is the episode.
That's episode. Do you have a hero and a villain?
Honestly, I think my hero is Carmen.
Same.
For
obviously
the way that same. She took Jax down.
Yeah.
Thank
she
God.
She did an amazing job.
Someone needed to do it.
Yeah.
And I think my villain is probably James. So he like wasn't a huge player this episode.
Yeah, but he's so fucking annoying that he's my constant villain.
Fucking annoying. He's so bad to listen to.
I know. And at the very end, he looked like he was gonna cry. Obviously, he always cries. It's so embarrassing.
He cries so much. He cries so. Remember when he was like rocking back and forth, hyperventilating? I think it's the next time he gets fired.
Literally constantly sobbing to Lisa. It's so fucking embarrassing.
I was just watching a compilation of him talking to his mom, though. She is one of the most fucked up women of all time. Is that what you sent me? No, I think I sent you something
else. Can we watch that after this?
Yeah.
Okay. My villain is James.
Yeah.
And Jax. Jax obviously was acting incredibly villainous.
But at least I feel like Carmen is like strong enough that she's like, okay, fuck that loser guy.
Yeah, of course. And then Tiffany is like, my man, or whatever.
Tiffany is like, the sexy piece I have in LA.
My slam piece in LA.
Literally.
Breath stinks. Hair filled with dandruff. Okay.
Can't stop snoring.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios.